From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The search for adventurer Steve Fawcett is in its second week. Searchers say they're still optimistic, though they have yet to find any trace of the acclaimed pilot in the rough terrain around western Nevada. Still, they have found the wrecks of six other small planes that until now had been undiscovered. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, that's been welcome news to those who have lost loved ones.
The reports of six wreckages of small planes not belonging to Steve Fawcett caught the attention of the family of William Ogle of Gainesville, Florida.
The first thing that occurred to me was just hope that it might be my dad's.
Ogle is an assistant professor of biomedical engineering at the University of Florida. Back in August of 1964, his father, a former Marine Corps pilot, departed from an Oakland, California airport in a four-seat Cessna bound for a business trip in Reno, Nevada.
He never got there. Part of the problem was there was no flight plan, and it took 2 days before people started getting concerned. And at that point, the appropriate authorities were identified, and the local search and rescue did an air search for 60 hours.
But search teams didn't know which direction to look for Ogle's plane, so they confined their search to the area around the Oakland airport.
And at that point, they didn't see any reason to continue the search, and that's all we knew.
Charles Ogle had been working on a major business deal when he disappeared. In his absence, Ogle's widow and children moved from suburban comfort to the welfare rolls. The mystery of what happened to Charles Ogle clung like a blanket to his then 4-year-old son, William.
I can remember first grade looking out the windows of the classroom and looking up in the sky. So my teachers were Mr. Sullivan. He was complaining to my mom that, you know, I kept looking out the windows, looking for my dad's plane.
Now at the age of 47, William Ogle wonders whether the answer to the mystery of what happened to his father lies in the desert or mountains of western Nevada.
I'm in limbo, and I'm sitting here on the edge of hope.
And he could be waiting for some time. Major Cynthia Ryan is a spokeswoman for the Nevada Civil Air Patrol. She says efforts to examine any plane wreckage is time-consuming.
What would be required is to get a crew in there, and it's in a very treacherous area. And they would comb through the wreckage, see if they can find some sort of a serial number, even on just an engine part. And they can run that through manufacturers and find out who the owner was.
Ryan says at the moment, authorities don't have the resources to confirm whether one of the wreckages they have found is a plane belonging to Charles Ogle. And right now, the priority is the search for Steve Fawcett. But William Ogle says as a scientist, he is trained to be patient. Yet the 43-year-old mystery of what happened to his father stirs old emotions.
When you have, you know, like your dad disappear like this, you always have this feeling, you know, maybe he didn't, you know, he didn't care about us, so he just left. And for me at least, it'll feel like, you know, he didn't just take off. An accident happened. And he would have been there.
William Ogle says he has been assured by Nevada officials they will eventually identify the six plane wreckages. But it will take time. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.